Blog Talk Radio.
Te felicitaron.
Cuando de pronto soy yo, gritando desesperado.
Caballero, qué problema, si el puerco se lo llevaron.
Caballero, qué problema, el puerco se lo llevaron.
¿De qué estamos hablando? Me llevaron el puerco, me lo llevaron.
Quiero que se preocupen, yo traigo la solución.
Good evening, everyone. Working on some technical stuff. Our friend Kevin White is dialing in. This has happened last week. Not exactly sure what's going on, by the way. James Bostic, I'm his producer, also host of A Conservative Perspective, heard here Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. on Patriot Nation Radio. We're going to let Kevin call back in. Negative, Kevin. We are not aborting. You try it again. He's saying abort, abort. I'm saying negative. Try it again. But we'll get it worked out. A lot of times, it happens. I mean, it's number one, it's live radio. Number two, it's blog talk, and sometimes even with everything that goes on. And let me see, Kevin's called in again. Let's see if we've got him up. Hello, Kevin, are you there? You are hot.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. I'm going to get out of your way and let you start, ladies and gentlemen. The host of the American Allegiance show, Better Late Than Never, the author, Mr. Kevin White.
Kevin here. Hello, everybody. Just getting back from a high of what happened last week with Gary's show. It's actually Monday. He had General Flynn on. What a great catch. Excellent show. And you know, Gary is an expert, a pro at what he does, and the interview questions were awesome. So we're all enjoying that, and it helps our network and everything, and I enjoy that, and I appreciate all the professionalism and all the everything we put into this show and this program and the whole network. Mark Hoffman and everybody else, thank you to my producer for standing in for me. Technical difficulties, that's par for the course sometimes. So James Bostic, thank you very much for introducing me. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about cancel culture. And, you know, somebody talked about this Monday on Gary's show, but I already planned this ahead of time. So I'm not copying anybody. This is my own little thing. So I just put out the promos today. So what we're going to talk about is how cancel culture, in my opinion, is racist. And how is that? Because they pick on things that are so obvious that could be, you know, controversial because let's say the person on the box of cereal is black and goes back, you know, a long time ago. And sometimes you think there's got to be something racist about it. Just because it happened not long ago doesn't mean it's a problem. Sometimes it's achievement. So we have to be very careful what we do here and how we perceive things. So most of all, it's perception. So Uncle Ben's Rice, everybody remembers that. Now it's long gone. Somebody canceled it. You know, what that does is it takes away everybody's rights.
I had to get Kevin going.
Everybody's ability.
No, it was a problem because he couldn't get on.
Enjoy.
And I had to jump in there real quick until he can make the connection.
So,
but anyway,
why in
you,
the
guys?
World would somebody take
okay.
it upon themselves to ruin it for everybody else?
No drain in the blood, no anything like that.
What is the purpose of this? I consider this to be cancel culture. Now what you're doing is you're canceling other people.
Okay.
So in my opinion, these things don't need to be.
As soon as they become elevated, or is it like
so,
because, you know, after they've been elevated?
Another thing I
want
to talk about,
you know,
was it takes a lot of guts to do these kind of things and interrupt shows when you're online. So anonymity is the key to ruining everybody's life, if you ask me about it. People have opinions on things. Not everybody has the same one. So if a group goes and bullies everybody else, then what are you going to do about it?
I don't have a fibrotic liver.
So
that's good.
And so,
say, James, you're hot right now. Can you hear me?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello,
James?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Kevin. I'm sorry. What was going on?
I could hear you're talking.
I apologize.
No problem.
Sorry.
Thank you so much, James.
I thought I was muted. I should have been muted. Sorry about that.
It's all right, bro. So it's not that I'm racist against, you know, cancel culture, the things that they're cutting out, right? That's not the case. I'm a black man myself, and I enjoy achievements of other blacks. And the problem is, other people don't, obviously. They want it to go away. So I'm not really sure how people call it this.
Yeah, I know how that makes you feel, so
So other forms of, can you hear me, James?
I think I still hear you.
So there's other forms of cancel culture. I just want to get to the point that in the case of Aunt Jemima, that was quite an achievement for her. And, you know, as a black entrepreneur, she was able to rise to fame and put her recipe, you know, on a pancake box, mixed box, and then syrup. To go around and assume that she's some kind of mammy that was oppressed is totally wrong, because guess what? She became a millionaire. We're very proud of our heritage, and that's what the problem is. People get rid of heritage and tradition. Tradition and heritage are the most important things, especially, you know, in American history or military history. It's required. We need that stuff. And other people have rose to fame, just like the Cleveland Indians. They were named after a Native American that used to be on the team, and he was a hero to them. So it's not about the fact that he's an oppressed Indian. He was like, it was an honor for him and the team to be associated with him, to call them the Cleveland Indians. But watch out. Look what's going to happen. Any team, like my daughters, they went to high school, you know, Wayne High School, the Wayne Warriors is a mascot. Everybody loves to support them, and there's pride, literal, you know, not like Indian pride, but there's pride there behind the team. And they have a big inflatable Indian, you know, the football players run through. This is huge. The school does really well in the state championships and everything, and you know, Warrior Nation, they're coming for you next. They're coming after any team that has any kind of Indian on it, and it's being proved by the NFL when they did that to the Washington Redskins. There's no proof that all these Indians, Native Americans, were upset about that. Why would they be? They've got a team. Generic as it may be, they have a team, baseball, football, everywhere, all over this country. People admire the Indians and the Braves and things like that. Atlanta Braves, they named that for a reason, because they're fierce warriors, and they took care of business, and we have respect for them. The Wild West was full of Indians. I mean, a lot of things have happened that are sad, but guess what? These are bright lights and bright stars. This is a representation of American Indian heritage. So it's not anything that needs to be canceled. Why would you cancel that? Haven't they been downtrodden enough? What is the problem here? I don't understand. why this go this way. Also, we want to think back again to other people. We used to have a Negro Leagues baseball teams. They're gone now, but we still should remember what they're about. Now we have one league or two extra leagues, and everybody's involved in it. And I think that's a great thing. But let's remember where we came from. Now, this reminds me another thing. Now, if you go to college campus, big campuses, like I went to Ohio State, you're going to see things there. They have a black student union. Now, I'm a black person. I'm not prejudiced against black people. But is it really something we want to do? Think about it. Are we canceling out? Are we running a separate university? And they have different – it actually looks like separation between races. They have the white lunch tables and the black lunch tables, the white student union and the black student union. It's division. And I've been there and I've seen that, and only black people go to this table – and everybody else goes to other tables. This is not good for America. We all need to be one. We're all going to university to learn, not to be social animals and to separate ourselves. But when I took Swahili at Ohio State, it was not even in the language department. It was in black studies. So we're separating things. This is back in the 80s. I think that's, you know, not productive to what we can do, and it didn't even count as a language. What kind of sense does that make? That's like zero respect. Now, I do believe that may have been a little racist on Ohio State's part, because it doesn't make any sense. A language is a language. So, I mean, you pick and choose and you separate things. And right there, they canceled the Swahili language. Beautiful language, by the way. So when we get to the news media, they're like the biggest offenders of cancel culture. CNN, you know, Newsweek, they control what you hear. And let me go back, like last year we had that shooting. I think it was last year. The white man, shot and killed several Asian people. But you know what the funny thing is? I don't think it was Asian hate. The guy was just deranged. So there just happened to be an Asian, you know, massage parlor, two of them. So guess who? The number of people of Asians in there, it's like probably above the national norm. But watch CNN blow this up to make it look like it's Asian hate. So what the problem is on this is the guy didn't hate Asians. I don't see people hating Asians on the streets. If you hated Asians, you hate them more now because that's all you see. Look at your TV shows, your commercials now. You have to have a black person in it or a black mixed family or triple mixed family after the George Floyd and the summer of the riots 2020. You have to have that representation. And after the shootings in Georgia, that's where it was, in Atlanta, you have to have an Asian on every other commercial, it seems like. And what they're doing is they're putting in your face. I don't need that to like Asians. The people that don't like Asians may hate them more. I don't know. I don't agree with them. But it's in your face all the time. Anything they want you to look at and to celebrate. Like yesterday, I was watching an F-35 pilot. I thought, that's cool. Well, it's a Filipino F-35 pilot. And there's a big story all over it. It's like, why do we go through this? I agree. She's doing a great job. I used to live in the Philippines. I lived there for 3 years as a kid. But that's not the point. Why do we have to highlight, there we have a female and an Asian, and now she's in what they think is a man's job. And there's lots of female fighter pilots. I know one of them really well. I interviewed her. We've had them since the 60s. So what is the real reason here? Is it the Asian angle? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But the same thing with the any kind of society that you, every like game show or whatever or reality show, you have to have the gay or two, the black. Now it's the Asian, and I'm seeing this as we go. They keep adding. This is what society looks like. This is what we want you to see. This is what we're going to report on the news, and we're going to call it hate. Facebook, Asian hate. I saw that all over the place, scrolling through, just like you see the vaccine, you know, get your vaccine here, whatever. Everybody's doing their part. So you see lots of black ads. As a matter of fact, one of the things that kind of offended me a little bit was seeing the black ads for COVID vaccines with black cartoon characters. That I don't know if I'm the only one who got them. Other people may have gotten them, but they're catering to your race to get the vaccine. Even on TV, the commercials are catering to your race. So you can be like them, and they show you a nurse who's black, who's given the shot. Look, somebody who looks like us is doing it. But you know, one of the things I hate the most is that phrase, for someone who looks like me. Does it matter? What's the point? If you've been places I have, it doesn't matter. Guess what? If I was in the military and I'm on a TDY, all they see is Americans. They don't look at color, and we stand out like a sore thumb. We have the same military haircut. We're all the same people doing the same job. The separation doesn't help anyone. So if you want Americans, let's be Americans first. You want Americans to get their COVID shot. That's one thing. But you're catering to people like you're targeting, like corporate President Biden insulting blacks. All blacks can't get on the web, right? They can't find a CVS to get the shot. That's the problem. That is his analysis of why black people can't get shots. They can't vote either, you know, apparently. But we see insults every day, but nobody complains about it. The black community doesn't rise up. But if somebody shoots somebody that looks like us, doesn't matter. It's automatic racism. And that's where CNN, the web, and everybody piles on and pushes that story all the way over the cliff. Why? It's sensational. It gets ratings. May not be completely true, but hey, it's going to pay the bills for them because their ratings are already low because people don't believe what they're saying. It's amazing. So now I'm going to go to plus. We're going to plus up on this, that, and the other. So you believe what we're putting in your face is the reality of the truth. So the problem is the media has so much power and control, and they can work with anybody to convince you that everything is going the way and showing the way that it's supposed to be, the fantasy land. So cancel culture, just like the man who bakes the cake or refuses to bake the cake for the Muslim couple or the gay couple, what kind of rights does he have? Apparently none. They will beat him down or her down the shop until they go out of business. They have to get lawyers and everything, and they will target this person until they fall against the rights of their United States citizenship, their state citizenship, their human being citizenship. They'll go all the way. That is, my friends, cancel culture, religious cancel culture, personal cancel culture. And that's going against business. That right there violates their First Amendment rights, their ability to pursuit of happiness. Their property is their happiness and their livelihood. You're messing up their livelihood as well, and nobody cares. I could say the same thing about the riots of last year. They are absolutely degrading your rights and threatening people. So you get to the point where you're threatening people and you're hurting them and you're attacking them because of their color. That's part of the cancel culture. You want to get rid of white people? Do you want to get rid of, is this the whole thing? Is it to make white people evil? To put them on the bad side of history? Who actually believes the KKK is out there on the run, on the rise? Who actually believes that? You know, if you think Trump is KKK, or all these Republicans are, the truth is they don't want you to know who they are. They don't operate like that. And there's so few of them. Back in the 80s, my wife lived in a small town. And on the edge of town, there are very few blacks there. And they would come out with burning crosses. And they would stop your car. This is in the 80s. The KKK people aren't that smart. They can't do the social media thing. They don't care. And they don't want to have anything to do with blacks or getting into government, working with other people who are minorities. So it's the whole thing, the whole notion is ridiculous. So anyway, my wife, because her dad was a local priest in town, they let her go through. You don't hear about that anymore. I lived in the South. People would call you the N-word. You know, very few times, but at the same time, that was back in the 70s. Things have changed a lot. People don't have time. You know, if you hate people that much, why would you run for political office and support black people and give them jobs and create, you know, economic zones and opportunity zones? That doesn't make any sense. How can you call somebody racist? That right there is one of the most dangerous things anybody can do to somebody else, to another human, backed with the full weight and power of the United States media. That's who propagates, takes the orders, pushes everything. And since, what, 2008, all we've heard is racism, 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 and racism. Non-stop. And it's never been this way. Things are going fine. People want to get jobs. They, you know, they want to make money. They want to have careers. They don't have time for this. This makes no sense to me. So what they're doing, they're canceling certain people who are not of color. And, you know, it's not about that. It's not only white people are not, white people are not the only racist people. There's a lot of people. It doesn't matter what race you are, what color you are. But if you ask me, if you go to towns and villages and you start attacking whites, Asians, and whatever, then you are worse than the KKK because they've calmed things down and they're not really, they're not mainstream. You would see like Facebook pages for KKK, but instead you see BLM, any kind of Black Lives Matter kind of thing, and people are supporting it. But look at the destruction they left behind. Look at the black businesses. They're even canceling black businesses. So look at the destruction left behind because that's what they know. That's all they know. It's easier to riot and to do things and ruin people's lives than it is to get a job, obviously. Go out, get a job. Make something yourself. Be productive. What you're doing now is not. That's my message to you. People who want to riot, this goes for Antifa too. They're canceling cultures, canceling lives. What kind of rights do they have to do that? They don't. Under the Constitution, they should have all been arrested. I don't care if somebody's murdered you. Don't act like that. You do not come at people. Take your anger out on people who have nothing to do with what you don't know anybody. Nobody knows what other people do or what they think or who they have or where they come from. Just because they appear to be white, you're going to go after them? What kind of sense does that make? People are losing jobs because of this. You have to respect other people's opinions, other people, whoever they are. It doesn't matter. So it's not productive. It's not anything anybody wants to see. Nobody wants this in their neighborhood. So a friend of mine was telling me he's been seeing a lot of people with black boots on at these gas stations on the off the freeways in Ohio. Everybody is wearing the same boots and the same black jeans and crazy hair, and they believe they are Antifa. So I'm not sure if anything is going to happen sometime in the future, but it sounds something like something that would be planned or that some things that happen, just like January 6th. So who knows? And I'm not saying that anybody did it on either side. It's just there's plans on the side of these other plans. A peaceful plan. So be careful what you do, where you go. Watch out. Watch your sit. Very interesting how they all got in the same van, destination unknown, but they've been spotted around the state. I'm sure they're at every state now. These people are coming to take your freedom away. They're coming to disrupt, to destroy. They're coming for you and your family. They don't care. You get hurt. You get hit, it doesn't matter. They're carrying out their mission I guarantee, heavily financed by people who are billionaire or have an agenda. Just like I said last time, they're coming door to door for vaccine inoculations against your rights there. They want to cancel your freedom. I don't care what they say. Now there's a plan to vaccinate all federal employees or have very strict consequences. What does that mean? Can they even do that? Where are the people standing up for that? Who's going to help people be Americans outside of the government? We need to fight back. This is not what we signed up for. This is not the country we grew up with. People need to have their own freedoms and own their own freedoms, and nobody should be able to interfere. I should be able to go out and buy an M1A1 Abrams tank, and nobody can question me. I don't need a license for it. The Constitution says I can have it. I can have an F-16 somewhere. No infringement. That's what that means. The Second Amendment says we have the same power, the ability to fight the government. And that's what that's for. Slowly, little by little, they are canceling our Second Amendment. Just like I talked about with the First Amendment, you talk about the news media and all the local stations and, you know, all the propaganda you see floating across your Facebook page and everything else. They are slowly taking it away, you know? So every time there's a shooting, that's another excuse for another law to go against guns and operating them. You don't need military weapons. Oh, yeah, we do. The way things are going now, we need them more than ever. It's also limited. You can have an AR-15, but when we were in the military, we had guns that shot full automatic. So if the military has that, why don't we? Some of these things, the militaries have like 100 rounds, you know, in the chamber. We should have the same thing. We should not limit the American people because we are America. We are Americans. We are the ones that America was made for. But there's always insiders, people with evil intention that want to take it away, people who should, you know, take a plane to another country and live there. If you don't like it here, get out. If you don't like the way this government's running, then you don't belong here. Yeah, go down to Cuba. I had it on my last show. And no gas, no food. Can't get fresh meat. Can't get fresh bread. And you would think you'd get that kind of stuff. Nobody has any money. Everybody lives in poverty. If that's your communist, you know, fantasy, then go there. That's the government that Bernie Sanders praises. You know, BLM thinks it's okay. But nobody's willing to go there. But they're willing to buy millions of dollars of homes and live here like kings. And they're using our infrastructure to do that. But they're not going to put up where they, you know, they're talking about. They're not going to ever take that leap to what they actually believe in because they know. Nobody wants to live like that. Only the people at the top, and that's the plan. The plan is this. We take over. You work for us. We live in luxury. It's just like Animal Farm. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It's just like that, where the pigs will be in charge, and you'll be the servants, or you'll do whatever they say. Or you go to jail or whatever, you get executed. And that's happening. That happens to other countries. Look what happened in Venezuela. They used to be like us. They used to have a pretty strong, you know, people-friendly government. And now they don't have any food. They're eating their pets. They're moving to other countries nearby. They're trying to get away from, and everybody's losing weight because they don't have any food. The money is useless. They're weaving things out of the money. It's totally trash. There's no point in it. But at the same time, the president, or the king, you want to call, I call him the king, the dictator, has everything he needs. He's got limousines, he's got food, he's got everything you can imagine. but he doesn't care. He's burning all the all the stuff that's coming in for the people to eat. All the supplies are being destroyed. So that brings me to another subject. This is another thing, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but rumor is that food supplies are dwindling. And I heard this last week. My wife went into Walmart, and guess what? Shelves are almost empty. And then, you know, a friend of mine went to Kroger, same thing. What's going on? They're taking whoever's doing all this, because there's plenty of food out here, just like the wood shortage. I'm getting a deck built, and I want to get, you know, I don't want to pay through the nose for it. But things are artificially being done around here so we can submit to whoever this is, whoever wants us to follow this and get all these things done their way. And the heavy campaign on the American people continues day after day. They totally deny the truth. It's something you only dreamed about when you were a kid. You only heard about, you watched it in the movie, but it's actually happening right now. Oh, that's patently false. You know, that can't be real, and they're conspiracy theorists. Well, guess what? The conspiracy theories are coming real. Call people crazy, but I've heard a lot of things over the last year. I'm thinking, wow, that's actually happening. People said this is going to happen. Now look, and people are now, they're keen and perceptive enough to predict what's going to happen next with this COVID. And I'm not surprised. So we're in a little lull right now. It seems like we are. Everything's kind of back to normal, but they're always saying there's another variant out there. There's a Delta. It's coming. We're going to die. Too many people, the unvaccinated people are the ones killing everybody, right? That's what they're saying. And then there's a lambda in the background. Well, how do they know this? Where is it coming from? The CDC is not our God. The CDC isn't here to help anybody. They've been wrong on everything. Why listen to them now? You shouldn't rely on anything anyway. Your doctor doesn't know everything. Neither does the CDC. They're not even a real government agency, like a pseudo kind of thing. And they're a big mouthpiece of the WHO, who we know is a total fraud. So I'm very skeptical when people say, hey, we got to get the shot. I have the right not to take it. I have the right to get sick and die. And that's the way it should be. We have freedoms. People who got to this country on the Mayflower and other ships, and, you know, after that, they crossed the country. They fought with Indians. We did whatever happened. They did their own homesteads, and they defended themselves. They were pioneers. We need that spirit back again. This is what we need to do. America needs to get back to their roots. And roots are slowly going away because people are tearing down statues, history. They're taking things away from us that belong to us. We need to be stronger about this. And, you know, my brothers and sisters that served with me in the military, we didn't go out there and put ourselves in harm's way for people to act like this. This is very insulting. And for you to take my vote to make me the shows that I voted for somebody I didn't, that's like the biggest insult. I'm going to put my absentee ballots, and I've done it once, and I expect that to be my vote, what I voted for. So cancel culture is affecting everyone. It's everybody who voted. If you didn't vote for who they want you to vote for, cancel culture got you if they changed it. And pretty much, I think pretty much a lot of those votes never even made it. They just manipulated machines and all the incredible things that are coming out of those, like the Arizona audits, is crazy. So you had underage children voting enough to turn the balance. That's ridiculous. And you got the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State and the governor, they agree with it. They have to. Nobody called for an investigation. How can we find all these things now, but they couldn't see that before? Why? Because they don't want you to. There are forces behind the scenes that want this to happen. People that made the machines that we bought and thought they were okay. Nobody really tested them. Because how could you find all this stuff now, but you didn't see it before, you didn't see it 5-10 years ago. And now all of a sudden, it's an issue. It's a problem. How is that even possible? I thought voting was a sacred thing. Now you got people voting a week ahead of time, maybe 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. You got people turning in ballots or dropping them in boxes. I don't think it even matters. None of that physical stuff matters. All you got to do is change the algorithm in the machine. And they're proving it. Went to China, went to Italy, went to Germany, went all these places. North Korea, I believe, or somewhere. How does this happen in our country? We don't take voting seriously anymore. Because I don't care if you're Republican governor or Secretary of State, if you're not looking into these things, and people were warned ahead of time, then you are not a friend of this country or the voting process. You are against American values and what the American people stand for. So when the real numbers come out, people will be shocked because there's no way this is going to stand the way it is. This is the American way, and we need to fix it. Other countries don't have this luxury. I mean, it's okay. This is a perfectly good voting system, the corrupt machines for other countries. It works for them, but it doesn't work for me. I will not stand back and let it happen. I go to the polls in person like everybody else does. All my life, you go to show up on the same day that you're going to vote. It's not about black people being stupid enough not to have an ID. That's not what this is about. But cancel culture takes blacks. And what do they do with them? They put everything that's socially unpopular on their backs. Example, the gay rights movement. It's just like the blacks. Well, a lot of blacks would disagree. Why would you put that rainbow on us? We had the rainbow first, Rainbow Coalition, right? That was our thing. So they stole it from us. Well, at least it seems like that. Then they take blacks and use that as an excuse to get illegals to vote or anybody who doesn't have an ID. So I was able to get, an ID. Everybody has. If you're on welfare, you got an ID. If you're on assistance, you have an ID. You have a Social Security number. So when you come at me and my people and say, you're too stupid to get an ID, I had a friend of mine say that to me. He was a guy I went to high school with. He said, well, blacks can't get IDs. Blacks can't get IDs? What do you mean? You think they're too stupid to get it? Is that what you're saying? No response. It's insulting. I can't operate a computer. I'm tired of this stuff. I mean, they're trying to dumb down the blacks on live TV, news, everything. Blacks don't count anymore. Blacks are bludgeons. They use us to get other means of other stuff. Do you know why? Because blacks don't speak back. They don't talk back. They'll take it. That's the problem. So put y'all back in chains. Everybody in that room should have left when candidate Biden said that. That should have been, the straw that broke the back right there. When Hillary brought out the hot sauce, or said she had the hot sauce on the Breakfast Club, guess what? I would have said, open it up, let's see. You know she didn't have it. She's just catering. But they let it happen time and time again. That's just the way they do, and they know they can get away with it. Let's talk reparations only when Republicans are in charge. They might mention a little bit here and there, but when they have the House and the Senate, they never bring it up. They never get it done. Not saying that I need the biggest handout, but it's so obvious how transparent they are. This is what they do. They pander. And, okay, you didn't get away yet, Republicans. What are you going to do for the black community? They never say anything. This is what's the plan? The only one that had the plan was President Trump. And he said that on his campaign, and he proved it. And look how many votes he got from the black community. Nobody, you would think that the blacks having the lock on the Democrat Party or vice versa. You would think that would have been the case, but that's not it. Down inside, most blacks are conservatives. Why can't we expand on that and respect them as people and not as cattle, not as useful idiots, as other people say? How do we harvest that? How do we develop that? Well, you make them the same as you, you and I. People want to make money. People get jobs. People get skills. This is how you do it. The economic zones and everything are critical in changing the mindset of non-dependency. And think for yourself. Make your own self into what you are. Don't be somebody who's black that gets a job. Be somebody who gets a job. Somebody who gets a career, somebody who goes to school. Be proud of your blackness, but at the same time, it's for you. You as an individual. Nobody cares about people who are going to harp on that. Just be yourself. That's how I did. My career was like that. I was always myself. I wasn't the black guy. Even though people might have called me out as a black guy, I was just the guy. I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn how things work, put things together, and, you know, be good at what I did. And that's the key. Everybody must be themselves. Don't be the white guy. Don't be the Asian guy. You know, don't use anything, you know, as a vehicle. Just be yourself. And you know, people are missing that. They're losing that. And they're seeing people as what they look like instead of what they are. And that's what happens actually in cancel culture, when people see things that they assume. You can't assume anything. So I was watching a video, it was a YouTube, where there was a baseball team, and there was an announcement on saying, hey, we're not going to do the Stars, we're not going to do the Allegiance tonight, we're just going to go straight to the game. So they said, play ball. The people in the audience at this baseball game started singing the national anthem. I thought, this is the greatest thing I've seen in a long time. They did it on their own. And the players, they stood at attention. Why? Because they believe in that, and American values and ideals. They believe in the now. And oh, this is, we older people, that's all we saw. We saw this all the time. The national anthem was everywhere. There is no black national anthem. There's no white national anthem. It's the national anthem. It's the flag of the United States of America. Stars and stripes forever. People know they're Americans. People are getting fed up. I believe this is the case. The people are done. They're done wearing the mask, taking their freedoms away, and saying you can do this and can't do that. You can't have your bar open. People are finished. This right here, a pandemic, has fed up a lot of Americans. They're done. People are starting to see through things. They're finished with it. We don't want it anymore. You know, this is not what we do as Americans. We're not afraid of this kind of stuff. What do we do back in, back in the 1800s when we had the flu back then, the Spanish flu? People died. People didn't understand it, though. We understand a lot more now. We can take care of ourselves. If you're a reasonably healthy person, you shouldn't have to do anything. Just because you're not vaccinated doesn't mean you're carrying the virus. So the logic doesn't jive here, but this is what they're telling us. This is the way it is. And if you don't, the unvaccinated are causing everybody else to be sick. That doesn't make any sense at all. So if I have to wear a mask because I'm unvaccinated, how's that going to help the people that are vaccinated? What is the goal of this? The goal is control. This is one of the freedoms that drives me crazy, because I have a right to be me and do what I have to do. I'm not spreading germs anywhere. I'm not, you know, I don't have anything against anybody or anything. And if I'm sick, I'm not going to go to work. That's the whole point. I'm staying home if I'm sick, but I'm not intentionally trying to hurt anybody. And I'm going to go to the hospital or to building or event with a mask on, but I'm going to go to Walmart every day, all day, for hours, and touch everything in there. I don't like Walmart. I don't ever go there. The truth is, I don't. I hate it. Unless they're listening, I like them, but I go places like I'll go to the supermarket, I'll go to the gas station, I'll touch all the pads all day long. Think about what you're doing. What what am I going to do to hurt you versus everybody and their brother using the same facilities, the bathrooms, the doors, everything. And they try their best to make sure everything is clean, but it's impossible. If you ever played war games with chemical warfare and everything, all the NBC agents, this is a joke. All us military guys know this. You are not protecting yourself. You're not decontaminating yourself. Your hands are open. Your eyes are open. If you want a full rubber suit, that's completely different. And everybody would be dead in your town once they went to Walmart. Everybody would be dead. That's the way it is. We're trained to do that kind of stuff. So it's insulting. If you tell me a mask is going to do anything, very insulting. And the way the masks are built, the virus go right through those tiny microns because they're smaller than the mask is woven. I got to get on an airplane with a mask. I was flying down to Naples for a speech earlier this year. And they pulled some woman off the plane because she had her mask under her nose. Well, logic says it doesn't make any difference. She could wear no mask or a mask. It doesn't make any difference. Absolutely none. How many people get on that plane every day? I used to work at an airline. I'll answer that question. Plane flies maybe 100 people six times a day. 600 people get on that flight, and that's only one aircraft times 100 airplanes, 6,000 people. These planes go to all the airports and different destinations, and people get on and off, and the people get off the planes, and they're running around. They're going to the restaurants. They're going to the bathroom. Everybody should be dead or in the hospital if that was the case. And notice, not all airlines are most of the COVID spreads were not at the airports. They didn't shut down any airports, which doesn't make any sense. Think about all the people in the traffic. I didn't even talk about like the people that work there and the ground people and the crews and everything. They're in there all day long. And, you know, it wasn't a disaster. But if you go to a rally, oh yes, we see that the rally has produced some other variant, and it's probably because they weren't wearing a mask there. So what's the difference? Even if you wear a mask at the airport, it's not going to help you. It's a waste of time and space, and it makes me angry every time I have to fly. But, hey, I got to do that. I got to get from A to B, don't I? I don't have a choice. So different rules for different places make no sense. They're taking your freedoms away. If you want to do this, you got to do this. That's what this country is coming down to. If you want to be able
Yeah, cut. Call drops.
She was the red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest friend, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hide, 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 hide. Him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide, hide.
Oh, 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 oh. had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheel. Hi, 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 hi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all a million times. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide.
Hello.
And now we're back to the American Allegiance program and your host, Kevin White. And, well, I thought we were coming back to our host, Kevin White. He just dropped, and we're not going to play any more songs. We'll just wait for hopefully. And your host, Kevin White.
Hey, I don't know what happened there. Same thing happened on Gary's show with the last caller. So am I being canceled? Is this cancel culture? Is this the ultimate I'm talking about? So I don't know where I left off, but this is very important stuff I'm talking about. They're controlling our lives. We can't control our own because they don't trust us. They think they know better. My opinion is they want us all gone or subservient to them. They want to turn this country into Venezuela in the worst way. They're making it harder to do everything. And, you know, look at these governors, California, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Oregon. They're out of control. They don't want you to have anything. They want to control everything. And this is kind of complex. You know, built into some of these people, some kind of God complex, to where they don't even care. You know what, come right out. You can't do this. Like I said before, you can't do that. You got to do this. In my state, I own the state, or my health leader, whoever that is, they own the state too. But it's not for you to decide. But I can go out and have parties, and I can do things, and I can get caught. It's okay. This is really about us. It's about American freedoms. It's about dictatorship. You know, this happened a long time ago. McCarthy was right. This is infiltration in the schools. So, like I wanted to say, I want to mention about schools here, how much time I got left, 5 minutes. Okay. The schools, they're canceling your children's rights and freedoms of opinion. I've seen it myself. They want them to mimic their socialist ideas and plans for the future, because that's what they want. They want us and to turn into a socialist company, our country, from the from childhood up. And children are not given a choice. I heard a guy who was a teacher called in on a radio show, and he said, you know what, I want the kids to make their own decisions. But some of the teachers want the kids to mimic their decision and their ideology. So if you make your own decisions, that's the American way. You can be anything you want. You can be liberal, conservative, doesn't matter. That's your opinion. But you can't force kids. And I remember 17, I graduated from college. Same thing happened there. If you had an idea that wasn't in the right direction, literally right direction, professor would say, no, no, no. This is the way you're supposed to think because that's racist. There's so many things that they would push the other way, and the students started going along with them. They would be parrots of that professor. Why? Because you could get a grade that you wanted that way. And that was a thing to do, and the kids started believing it. And, you know, and the funny thing is the kids that were mostly from the country, rural kids, most of them didn't buy it. You see it occasionally, but they didn't buy that because they were raised with different values. It's hard to change somebody's traditional family values, and but they try. When your stats class and math class turn into social justice class, social justice assignments, then you're in the wrong school. So public universities, public schools, they are not our friends. They have institutionalized communism, the glorification of communism, as well as the demonification of capitalism. I saw it with my own eyes. I was in the classes. I argue with professors. They want to control what you think and say, and they grade your papers accordingly. You got to play the game in college. You have to play the game that, yeah, this is cool. But don't compromise your beliefs. It's awful. I know a guy who's a PhD. He's got his PhD courses done. He quit. He couldn't take it anymore because of the pressure and because of the expectations. And it's like a club. You don't belong to that club. You know, like George Carlin said, you're not in it unless you follow the line. And that's the problem. Our kids are in that situation now, starting from elementary school all the way up, to college, grad school, your doctorate degree. They own education. They started a long time ago, and they've done an excellent job, maybe not in the right way, but they've done an excellent job turning people into them, into people who hate capitalism, who hate America. America, what's so great about America? I was talking about the WW2, the greatest country in the world, and my professor asked me that. The greatest people, WW2 vets, they did things we would never think about doing today in the military. The greatest generation. Well, what's so great about that? What about the policies? I mean, these are the things that I got back. It's like, you know, that's my opinion. It's okay. Can I have my opinion? And apparently you cannot. They are canceling beliefs. They're canceling your ideas and what you've told the kids and what they've learned. Why? Because they want to turn this into a third world communist country, and that's their goal. It's like they've taken it over. They've got the media. They got the education. They got a lot of politicians. They got people who don't say anything that are your political leaders. They're calling everything a democracy because that's what they want. So we have to be careful where we step, where we go. I listen to people. You can tell. If they don't, you know, agree with you, it doesn't matter. Everybody has a right to believe what they want. But don't take my rights away. Don't usurp what I believe. I believe what I believe. You believe what you want to. I'm not going to make you something you're not. You're not going to make me something I'm not. Respect one another. That is the key. You got to respect each other, and we all get along. And we got to take this country back to where it was, because right now, we're right on the edge. We got to bring things back to where it used to be, where everybody salutes the flag. I'm tired of seeing these athletes, even in the Olympics, turn their back on the flag. It's a disgrace. A disgrace that needs to stop. Don't wear the uniform, right? Don't participate if you're not going to support the country. That's all I have to say. This is not America. It's embarrassing. Don't go on the stage doing that kind of stuff. You do not own us. You don't own the country. You don't belong in this country. Go run for somebody else. Anyway, that's all the time we have tonight. I appreciate everybody coming on and listening to my little rant about cancel culture. This is what we got to do. We got to cancel culture. Cancel culture. Thank you.